child, I'm still being with you.
News, talk, and sports. W2KR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
While opposition is show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent, that is why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I'm your host, Len Asante. It is 5:02 p.m., 86 degrees out there in Portland. Partly cloudy skies, going down to 68 tonight, also partly cloudy skies, and tomorrow, more of the same, partly cloudy skies, but a high of 93. Summer is not over yet. Okay, summer is not over yet. All right, so stay warm, stay cool, stay hydrated, have fun out there, be safe on your drive home. All right, what do we got on the show for you today? We have got all sorts of great stuff. We have got me complaining about stuff, of course. We have got Rick Yammon with the Summit County Democratic Party joining us. And then we have special guest, Zach Melton. And we'll tell you more about Zach when it gets close to being his time to talk. Anyway, welcome to the show. Those of you who are really observant might have noticed I wasn't here last week. Yeah, and Roger's like looking, huh? What? He wasn't here? Really? Yeah, I wasn't here. I was visiting family up north and got delayed. My plane leaving Massachusetts took off around the same time that my connecting flight landed in Nashville. So when that happens, things don't work out very well. So I had to stay an extra day, so I missed Wednesday's show. Sorry about that, but hey, I'm back and we're here. So welcome to today's show. All right, I'm going to start us off with some useless trivia today. Okay, useless trivia. I know you're excited to hear some useless trivia. All right, did you know? Okay, Roger, here's a good one. I bet Roger knows this one. I bet Roger knows this one. Spiral staircase. If I could speak. Spiral staircases in medieval castles are clockwise, are built in a clockwise direction, so you climb up clockwise. Why? Because most knights were right-handed, and they had to have their sword hands free.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here trying to think back to every old movie that I know.
I don't know if they're accurate or not, but yeah, spiral staircases back in the day are clockwise because most knights were right-handed and needed to use their swords. Okay. All right. On average, and I'd like to meet one of these people, on average, 100 people die per year from choking on ballpoint pens. Not fountain pens, not pencils, ballpoint pens. Okay? I don't know what they're doing with those pens, but they're choking on them.
Stop making dirty gestures.
35% of people who use dating apps. 35%. That's more than one-third, folks. 35% of people who use dating apps are already married.
For how long?
Yeah, exactly. That's the question, for how long. Here's one I like. I'm an astronomy buff. Beetlejuice, the star, not the scary cartoon character. Beetlejuice, which is a red star, is larger in diameter than the Earth's orbit around the sun. And the Earth's orbit around the sun is about 93 million miles. So that is a big star. It's a big star.
Wow.
Okay. The Mona Lisa doesn't have eyebrows. Look it up, folks. Google it. Look at a picture. She does not have eyebrows. The strongest muscle in the body. Okay, here we go. Rick, you're in the healthcare industry. What do you think?
I would say the quadricep.
The quadricep. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Roger? That would have been my guess.
Yeah.
Quads.
The tongue.
Oh, well, fair.
Well, it's the sharpest, isn't it?
It could be.
That's funny. All right. And ants. My last one for you, folks. Ants rest for around 8 minutes every 12 hours. Those are hard-working little fellers.
How long do uncles rest?
Oh, they rest all day. They're busy bums. They lay on the couch and watch football. That's what they do. They don't do anything. All right, so the next time you're at a bar and you want to make a little money, just tell them you heard it on the Royal Opposition, so therefore it must be true. Okay. All right, moving on to news. Hey, we've got some tightening in the polls here. It seems the Democrats are waking up. Ever since President Joe Biden announced his withdrawal from the race for a second term and Kamala Harris was anointed the successor, polls are nationally and in all the battleground states are tightening up, showing Harris either closing in, tied, or ahead, including a poll in Pennsylvania, which most prognosticators say is going to be the battleground state this year. The battleground state. So as Pennsylvania goes, so goes the nation. Wouldn't it be nice if we could say one year that, you know, as Tennessee goes, so goes the nation? Wouldn't it be nice to be a battleground? I mean, you know, people in Pennsylvania, they're going to be like, you know, having coffee with Donald Trump and having a slice of pizza with Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. They're going to be getting the personal attention. There's going to be more money spent in Pennsylvania than 10 times as much as
Trump just dropped, like, millions in Pennsylvania.
For TV ad buy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something he did not do a lot of last time around when he was, you know, when he used Twitter mostly. So their campaign is definitely taking notice. So it's shaping up to be a more interesting political season than originally thought. We've got the Democratic National Convention coming up in a week, and Rick and I actually know a couple of delegates who are going to be going there.
Absolutely. Huh? It's exciting to know people that are going to be there.
Yeah, the people that we know are representing us in Chicago. And we're going to have a full report from those folks after they get back right here on the show. Hear all about the ins and outs of a political convention.
Maybe we'll get to see them on TV.
Maybe. Maybe we'll see the roll call vote, when Tennessee checks in, maybe we'll get to see Maverick and Megan. I'm sure and hope so. Looking forward to that more than in most years. More locally, though, on the local front, we had an important vote in the Sumner County Commission on Monday night. Right? Very important vote. A vote on the education budget for the Sumner County school system. And the vote came out in the favor of the good guys and not in the favor of the bad guys. So we saw, if I pop over to my notes here and I look up the vote, here we go. The vote was 14-8 in favor of the good guys. 8 Sumner County Constitutional Republicans voting against the budget proposal for the schools. 14 county commissioners voting for it, so it passed. Okay. This is what everyone was calling Bleachergate back in the day, right? This was extra money needed to get those bleachers, athletic facilities repaired up to codes so that our students could have an have a crowd in front of them when they're playing football this fall or in the future, and also for other events and facilities and for all the students in Sumner County Schools. So this was good. This was good to see. The proposal also included a significant raise for teacher salaries, part of the drive to, like I like to call it, the drive to 50, getting our teacher salaries up to a minimum of $50,000 starting salary. And so that was very good to see. Okay. $5.4 million in one-time capital spending for schools. The following commissioners voted no. Jones, Ganung, who is my commissioner, Holmes, Miller, Brown, Klein, Tichenor, and of course, our favorite here at the show, Jeremy Mansfield. Okay. All voted no. Okay. All right. The next important vote that's going to be coming up in the County Commission is next week, or 2 weeks from tonight, and that would be the vote to appoint an interim sheriff. Okay. And as we know, as most of you listeners know, Sheriff Sonny Weatherford passed away unexpectedly a couple weeks past now, and the Sumner County Commission has to appoint someone to take his place until the next election, when a new sheriff candidate will be elected for the remainder of the sheriff's term in office. We are concerned about this because if you look at what happened in Millersville, the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans like to use law enforcement to stifle free expression, and that would be sad if that was the case countywide. So we have got a we have one interesting vote passed, and we've got another one coming up. So again, folks, contact your county commissioners, let them know how you feel about these issues. If you do not know who your commissioner is, if you do not know how to contact them, head on over to our website, www.theloyalopposition.online. And click on the links page, and you will see on the left-hand side how to reach your elected officials, how to find out who your commissioner is, and also who your school board representative is, if you want. Okay. All right, and let us know how you feel about what's going on in Sumner County, and we'll be sure to get your opinion up on the show. If you have a thought on these issues or have a question for our upcoming guests, be sure to give us a ring or give us a text at area code 516-440-6310. That is 516-440-6310. And we'll try to get your comment or question on the air. Okay. All right. What else is going on? Marsha. Oh, my. Here we go. More debate drama. Okay. Just when we thought we were done with debate drama at the presidential level, now we've got some debate drama at the U.S. Senate level. Okay. Now that the primaries are over, we have officially declared Gloria Johnson the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate and Marsha Blackburn the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. The next step, of course, is to arrange debates between the candidates, and various organizations are trying to do just that. While the Johnson campaign has expressed interest in being included in debates, multiple attempts to reach the Blackburn campaign or Blackburn's legislative staffers have been met with silence.
Shocker.
Shocker. She does not want a debate. Okay, why do you think that is? Like, what do you think? Why doesn't Marsha want to debate?
Because she doesn't have any personal new ideas. She just follows along the coattails of whoever is got the loudest voice.
Yeah, she's definitely, votes with her party, overwhelming majority of the time, yeah. You know, on the one hand, it is, I suppose, if you're an incumbent, it's probably a good strategy to avoid debating an opponent, especially if your opponent is smarter than you. But it is unfortunate that the voters don't get to hear directly from the candidates, right?
It almost should be required.
Exactly. It almost should be required. But the Blackburn campaign disagrees. All right, so if you would like to actually see a debate between the candidates, held by a neutral party at a neutral venue, all right, let us know. Again, 516-440-6310, or comment on our social media. Do you want to see a debate between Marsha Blackburn and Gloria Johnson running for U.S. Senate to decide who to vote for come November? All right, Gloria Johnson, of course, friend of the show, and spent some time with us a few weeks ago, and that was great. So let us know what you think, who you want. Okay, we're going to take our first break right now. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Rick Yaman, Secretary of the Sumner County Democratic Party, and we're going to be talking all about the importance of fundraising in the political sphere. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Royal Opposition on WQKR.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce in custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Christmas is coming, and Graphic Obsessions is your small-town Christmas wonderland. Shop our trees for personalized ornaments. See the new infant section, plus our women's area with Wrangler tote bags, purses, wallets, and belt bags. Graphic tees for the whole family. We embroider, screen print, and laser engrave to make it oh so personal. Graphic Obsessions is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and late till 7 on Thursdays, plus Saturdays from 10 to 1. Shop early and shop in your hometown.
Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. And we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
Opposition on WQKR. It is 86 degrees, partly cloudy, beautiful downtown Portland, Tennessee, going down to 68 tonight, and pretty much the same tomorrow, only going up to 93. And so stay cool out there. With us on the show for our first guest tonight is Rick Yaman, and Rick is the secretary of the Sumner County Democratic Party. Welcome to the show, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Len, and I appreciate the radio station and you giving Sumner County Democratic Party an opportunity to speak on our fundraising event. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's important for people in the county to know about it. It's important for people in the county to come to it. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us to get the word out. So we certainly appreciate it as a party for you to give us this opportunity.
Okay, thank you. You are certainly very welcome about that. But let's start off talking a little bit about yourself. What got you into the political arena? Was there a particular motivating factor, a particular event, just boredom?
Not really. I grew up a Democrat. My family has always been a Democrat. My wife is a very staunch Democrat, and there was never any consideration not to be a Democrat. And, you know, the fact that it seems like every state that I move to is nice and bright red is kind of an issue, but that's kind of just it, you know. I think it's cool to be involved. Honestly, I like knowing what's going on and kind of being part of the planning of some of it, and even if some of it's from the outskirts, I just enjoy it, and I like knowing that I'm part of it, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Yes, that is the thing. It is proud. It is certainly a pride-inducing thing to be part of the process that makes our country so great. What does the secretary of a county party do?
I keep minutes. Basically, I keep minutes of all of our meetings. I keep record of who is there and who is not there. There is actually you can't just be an officer or a member of an executive committee and just in name only. You have to show up and you have to participate. And so I keep a roll of who's participating and how often they participate. And I keep records, any records, financial records, meeting records, and any other documents that need to be. There's lots of communication from our chair to the state Democratic Party, and I try to keep as much of that information as I can, at least in hard copy, so that we have a historical record of things that we're doing.
Okay. All right. Sounds exciting.
It is fun, though.
All right. As you said, you're here talking about our fundraiser, and just to give folks an idea, every year the Sumner County Democratic Party hosts what's called the Three Star Celebration, and that's their big fundraiser of the year. And the question I've got for you is, why? What's the purpose of that? What does the money go for?
Well, the main thing that we use the money for is we give it right back to the candidates. We give it right back to the people that are running for office in our county to help them win. And that's the biggest thing we use the money for. We've had multiple people of multiple levels of government in the state come to the three-star dinner before. Governor Phil Bredesen has been there. Senate candidates like Harold Ford Jr. have been there. Party chairs have been there. Local candidates, journalists. Lots of people come, and it's nice to hear and nice for people to know that Sumner County's alive and well, and we're not as red as people think.
Yeah, I think that's part of the that is part of the importance of events like this, is to kind of show that, yeah, that two sides exist, right? Kind of one of the reasons why this show exists, to kind of show that there's a couple sides to the story, even in deep red Sumner County. I saw an interesting analysis on TikTok, of all places, so, you know, don't quote me on it and whether it's true or not, but a guy claims to have done a statistical analysis of voting patterns in various states, and he was posed a question by one of his viewers, you know, what would it take to turn Tennessee blue? And his analysis was that, you know, obviously if you look at the voting records, right, there's a lot more Republicans voting than Democrats voting in Tennessee. But according to his analysis, there are enough Democrats in Tennessee to turn Tennessee blue, but it would only work if those people actually came out and voted, right?
And that's the problem that we have. The county is not as Republican as people think. It's just that Democrats are not going to the polls and are not voting. My family of five votes in every election, whether it's absentee ballot or in person. We make it a point to vote. We post to everybody to vote. We have our own vote shirts and we wear them all the time. If you don't go out and vote, you don't have a whole lot of right to complain about what you don't like.
Exactly. In the past election, folks, as we mentioned on this show, less than 15% of the eligible voters in Sumner County voted in the August election. And most of those that did vote voted in the Republican state Senate race, which was a hotly contested race between Farrell Howe and all his PAC money versus Chris Spencer and all his PAC money. Or all his celebrity endorsements, I should say. Farrell Hale won the PAC money battle. Chris Spencer won the celebrity endorsement battle. But Farrell won that election resoundingly. But most people who voted in that, and hardly anyone voted in the others.
And that's kind of part of the problem, man. If you're a Democrat and you go and you pull a Republican ballot, then you're counted as a Republican. So think about that for a minute, folks. You've got to pull a Democratic ballot if you want our county party or even our state to get money from the national party or to be recognized or for these candidates to want to come to the state because, oh my goodness, there's a whole bunch more Democrats there than we thought. But there's not, because people think they have to pull Republican ballots to keep certain people off the ballot. Let's worry about the people that we want to put on the ballot, not the people that we want to try and vote off.
Exactly. There are Democrats in Sumner County who voted in that Republican primary so they could vote for Farrell Hale. And, you know, while I'm happy that Farrell Hale was the winner of that particular race, we do have a good Democrat running against Farrell in the Senate in the general election in Walter Chandler, who's been on this show and will be again. We've got a very competitive presidential election coming up, but Tennessee is on nobody's list of battleground states. Why? Because the Democrats think, oh, well, there's no Democrats in Tennessee, why should we spend money there? And the Republicans say, well, there's no Democrats in Tennessee, so why should we spend money there?
And somebody has to be the first. So be the first group of Democrats to decide we're going to make an intentional effort to go vote. If we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. But we got to vote. We got to get our numbers up so that people are more concerned than they are right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's an effect on down ballot races as well. Zach Melton just walked in the room just a couple minutes ago, and he's our second guest. But Zach, I bet you could probably talk about the effects of enthusiasm at the top of the ticket trickling down to the bottom of the ticket.
For sure. I think our election this year has generated a lot of excitement for us, specifically as Democrats, right? My wife is running for the State House here in Tennessee in District 35. Our county parties are in support of her candidacy and several others. The excitement building, though, makes it a little easier to share the message, to your point. I'm from the state, lived in a small, really red little town. Spent my whole life kind of doing this kind of thing, talking about what I believe, what I vote for, and how I vote. And the more behind the curtain I get to peek, to your point, though, the sub-15% voting number means we don't really know a whole lot about the state from a voting perspective.
Exactly. If you know, it's a very small sample size, basically, right? So I would expect that, you know, if anyone is going to get interested in an election, it would be this coming election in November.
How can you not?
How can you not be interested in Donald Trump round 3 versus Kamala Harris? history is going to be made either way. And, you know, no matter how you feel about both candidates, you know, seems that people either love them or hate them. So excitement is there. So that should drive turnout. But people, you know, when they vote for a president, they need to remember that there's buttons underneath that, that those people are important too. And one thing that really gets me is, you know, to a large extent, who your county commissioner is, who your school board rep is, who your state representative is, probably has more impact on our day-to-day lives than who the president is.
Yeah. That's a fact.
You know? I mean, sure, obviously the president's an extraordinarily important job, right? But day-to-day life in Middle Tennessee, you know, whether Trump's in office or whether Harris is in office, life's going to, you know, hopefully go on one way or the other. But who's representing us in Gallatin and Washington and in Nashville? They can make a real difference in our pocketbook and you know, our schools and all aspects of our lives. So, yeah. So basically, to kind of sum up, if I'm summing up correctly, let me know. Events like this do kind of two things. Number one, they raise money, which gets distributed out to the candidates, right? So the more people come, the more money we raise. But number two, they also help build awareness.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, this year, compared to many years, the Summit County Democratic Party is as strong as it has ever been. And I've been part of the party for about, my family, I guess, has been for about 8 years or so in some form or fashion. And this is absolutely the strongest, most excited executive committee, officers, and everyone that I've ever been around. And there's people that want to take action. There's people that want to make a difference, and not just people that want to go to a potluck and have something to eat and say that they were there. They want to do something.
They want to do something. And that's it. I mean, you know, giving money is important, very important, but there are other things that people need to do to help, right? And there's volunteering with the campaigns, right, the candidates. And this, you know, and events like the 3-star are an opportunity for people to meet all the candidates, and they'll all be there, right? One-on-one, and basically ask, you know, if they choose, you know, how can I help you win? What can I do to help? And the candidates will be able to answer that question.
And they will answer
right?
it.
And they will. And they will have, you know, business cards and sign-up forms and QR codes and everything that, you know, they need to get you involved. So, and, you know, a lot of people have difficulty getting involved in the political process, but what I've found is that after they stick their toe in, a lot of times they're kind of hooked.
Well, you know? I have to tell you the truth that's kind of what happened to me is the position of secretary was open unexpectedly. I wasn't considering it at all, and my wife said something about it, and then somebody else said something about it, and I said something about it, and then the next thing I knew, our vice chair Cole was calling me and congratulating me. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And I've been doing it for 20 something years now, right? So you're thinking to yourself, man, you know, calling people up or knocking on doors or sending text messages, you know, that's scary. I don't want to do that, especially in this day and age. Well, first of all, it doesn't have to be scary because you're usually with somebody. And, you know, if you're doing texting, it's the number isn't your phone number, right? It's all automated. But once you're in, right? You kind of get hooked. You kind of get into it. You'll enjoy it. You have fun because you're doing it with other people. And there's free pizza and there's music playing. And, you know, you're hanging out with fellow Democrats who believe the way you believe. And, you know, it becomes a fun thing to do as much as it becomes a helpful thing to do. And I think if more people realized that, we'd have, you know, more people volunteering. So, yeah. So, dip your toe in the water, folks. You're gonna be surprised. You're going to get hooked. You're going to be like, hey, this is not so bad. This is not so bad.
To absolutely reiterate, like, all the campaigns around you, local, state, and federal, will all appreciate the help. Like, there is so much work to do on a campaign that you don't see, you don't hear about. You wouldn't even think about, like, this is fairly new for me getting this role, to your point. Here I am, you know, talking to you guys. My spot as vice chair in Trousdale County is kind of the same way. I went to a meeting to talk about something else, and they're like, hey, you want to do this? And it's like, well, since we're here, let's go.
Exactly.
No, why not get involved? It's really not that hard to do. It's usually just asking someone. Somebody will help you through. As far as like thinking about safety, knocking on doors, like there's tons of data. You have a pretty good idea of the people you're going to talk to.
Exactly. Like, it's not random at all. It's very clearly specific people whose doors you are knocking on and whose doors you're not knocking on. Right. So yeah, it's highly unlikely you're going to get some like, you know, rabid Trumper with a mad dog when you knock at someone's doorbell.
Yeah, we'll let somebody else knock on that
door. Well, yeah, exactly. We'll let someone else knock on that door for you. Exactly. And hey, it's fun. And you get free stuff. You get free food, you get free drinks, you get t-shirts, you know, there's usually stuff, right? There's swag. So there are volunteers in any nonprofit organization. Rule number one is take care of your volunteers.
Well, you know, speaking of swag, you know, we have a new vice presidential candidate as well. And the Harris Walls ticket, there's a whole bunch of swag coming out on the market these days. And I know the Sumner County Democratic Party has a link on multiple social media pages where you can order things. And the donations will help the Sumner County Democratic Party, and they will also help by putting the Harris Walls name out there so all of our Republican friends will know that they're not alone.
And we got the link went live sometime yesterday, and by this morning we already had over $220 of stuff sold, and hardly anyone even knew about it yet because it hadn't been promoted. So yeah, there's clearly excitement for the top of the ticket. People have been calling, you know, I heard one story. We got a call or a message from someone like the day that, you know, Biden stepped down. You got Harris shirts yet? And I'm like, well, you know, we're quick, but I don't think we're that quick. So yeah, all that stuff, folks, is coming. So yeah, hang on. You'll have your chance to get your sign and your bumper sticker and your pin and your magnet or whatever it is that you want, definitely, at a much cheaper price than going to the campaign store as well. Okay, and I guess, you know, the last thing about these events, you know, they raise money and they raise awareness, but they're also fun, and you have a good time. And we've got, I was looking at the menu. I mean,
the menu is incredible. There's a catering company called A Catered Affair that's going to be catering the food for us this year. And we're going to have waiters walking around with hors d'oeuvres. So it's going to be nice. There's going to be like champagne lobster tartlets and spinach stuffed mushrooms, grilled chicken bruschetta. I mean, there's going to be good food. It's not going to be your routine hamburgers and hot dogs and barbecue. It's going to be real food.
It's going to be real food, exactly. Cash bar, silent auction, music, speakers, all sorts of stuff. So it is a fun event, and it's held in a beautiful setting, Sycamore Springs out in Bethpage. It's on top of the hill with the best views in Sumner County, I think. Watching the sunset behind the hill there is gorgeous.
It's absolutely beautiful, and it's very large. The inside is beautiful of the home. The outside is very spacious. We will have parking attendants there to assist people with parking. I believe we'll have golf carts to drive
people.
We will.
We're going to have golf carts riding people from the parking lot to the check-in. Yep.
So it should be pretty simple to get there. And once you're there, you're going to have a good time and you're going to have good food. And there's going to be, I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty confident there'll be merch to buy.
Oh, yeah.
So we definitely want that. We want it out there. The event is Saturday, August the 24th, and the gates open, or you can start showing up at 6, and dinner begins at 7. And like Lynn said, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have speakers. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have a silent auction, with I'm sure some fabulous baskets. If you've ever gone to these elementary school, elementary school fundraisers, they have these massive baskets with massive stuff. And I'm pretty confident that the Sumner County Democratic Party is going to make sure that we got some pretty massive stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have some good stuff. If you are interested in going, folks, it's real easy to get tickets. All you have to do is head on over to the Sumner County Democratic Party website, www.sumnerdems.org. That is sumnerdems.org. And after staring at the screen for a second, a pop-up is going to pop up right in front of the page that's going to say buy your tickets. And you just click on that button, it takes you there. You can also go, for those loyal opposition fans, you can also head on over to the loyalopposition.online. And on the right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a button to buy your three-star tickets there as well. And I did that all by myself.
I'm very
did not even have the didn't even need to need the webmaster to do that. I'm learning. So, get your tickets in. We'll see you Saturday night, August 24th, 6 p.m. Rick, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Zach Melton about the Lexi Melton campaign. We'll be right back. You're listening to WQKR.
CEMC members, did you know CEMC now has an app? If you live in the CEMC service area, you can pay your bill, view daily usage, check your billing history, and more, all from your smartphone. Download the app today. It's easy. Just search for Smart Hub, all one word, in the Apple App or Google Play stores. For additional information, visit our website at CEMC.org and click on My Account. Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation, proudly serving our members since 1938.
Enjoy a harvest of values at Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in downtown Portland. New merchandise arriving daily, so must clear out the old to make space for the new. Best values ever on fiddles, banjos, guitars, and band instruments. Special delivery with purchase of a piano. Layaway is available. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 a.m. through 5 p.m., Saturday, noon to 4. Call 615-323-0701 or stop by Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in Portland, Tennessee for small town service, values, and the best of everything.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
Worry about the weather? Want to know when a bad storm is on the way? Even a tornado? If you're a resident of Portland, you can sign up for the Code Red Weather Alert Program, a free service of the City of Portland. Once you sign up, you'll get emergency messages by telephone or email whenever there's an emergency, including evacuation notices, weather, bioterrorism alerts. To sign up, just go to the City of Portland website, www.cityofportlandtn.gov, or call City Hall at 325-6776.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I am your hostess with the mostest, Len Asante, Sumner County's most controversial radio personality, or as the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans like to call me, quote-unquote, that liberal podcaster, unquote. And you know what? I mean, that really irks me because I am not a podcaster, okay? This is a radio show, all right? We're going out over the air, all right? Yes, the shows are recorded, and yes, you can listen to them on the internet, but I am not in my mother's basement, you know, with a microphone and a computer monitor. No, I am live in the great WQKR studio complex here in downtown Portland, Tennessee, in the historic Richland Building, and we are doing it real. All right, so you Sumner County Constitutional Republicans listening to me out there, I'm not a liberal podcaster. I am a liberal radio host. Thank you very much. And proud of it. Okay. Zach Milton, welcome to the show. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me, Lynn.
So why are you here? Well, Zach's got wearing a bunch of hats. Okay, Zach's Lexi Milton's husband, which must be a chore in of itself.
For sure.
Zach is a vice chair of the Trousdale County Democratic Party, and our signal reaches into parts of Trousdale County. And you're the treasurer for your wife's campaign. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. What does a campaign treasurer do?
A campaign treasurer primarily is taking in donations from various places and making sure we're following whatever the election laws are that are appropriate for the level you're running. So here would be our state campaign finance laws, and then dispersing that money where it goes and making sure you don't run out, kind of like checking your own checking account.
Gotcha. Keeping an eye on the checking account and making sure you're all following the rules.
That's right.
And part of that process is you have to kind of report to the state on a regular basis, isn't it?
Yes, there's pretty routine reporting. Starts as quarterly when you first get going, and there's a pre-primary filing that is oddly placed in there at a weird time that's a little uncomfortable, but anyway. Then you continue to report. You know, you see a few folks. The state audits a specific percentage of campaigns at each office level. Or a specific number, and that's all given in our state finance, like election finance rules. So you see folks get audited periodically. It's always entertaining when they find bad things in those audits, because if you're just taking the money in and spending it on what you're supposed to, well, they're not going to find any.
Okay, so there's rules about who you can take the money from, and there's also rules about what you can spend the money on.
Yes. There are... The rules of where you can take the money from are fairly prescriptive in how you take that money, right? Like there's a limit to the amount of cash you can take in.
Right.
It's generally the QR code you'll see about on these websites to donate to your local and state and federal candidates. The easiest ways to do that through ActBlue if you're donating to Democrats. It tracks the information you have to have, your name, your occupation, your address, all these different things that we need that we report to the state. It's not so you're on some kind of list. It's literally so the state knows you're taking money from an acceptable source.
Right. And there's also limits on how much people can give as well, right? Not just who can give, but
yes,
how much.
An individual can only give up to $1,800 per campaign. So a primary campaign is a campaign. The general election is another campaign. But $1,800 is the individual max. We don't really do a lot of this, but you have PACs can donate up to a certain amount of money. It's $25,000. There are rules about how that works and how they set up. Businesses can donate up to a certain dollar value before they have to register as a PAC. There are all kinds of little details in there.
Gotcha. Well, okay, so that means, so if the primary counts as an election and the campaign and the general counts as a campaign, that means someone could, in theory, donate $1,800 to Lexi for the primary, and then after the primary is over, donate another $1,800 for the general.
That's right. So if anybody's out there thinking you can't donate again, we will gladly take it. you know, we talked a little earlier about the stuff you have to do on a campaign. It's not everything costs money. Signs cost money. Shirts cost money. All these things cost money, and it takes time. Like you need people's time. So. I don't want folks to think that it's only about money, although money does definitely influence the outcome of our elections, more so than I think any of us would probably like. But for sure, donating your time can really go have a big impact. We had volunteers knocking doors with us on Sunday, just out in the community talking to folks, talking about their needs, wants, concerns, what's happening.
How did that go? How were you received when someone actually opened the door?
Very well. Mm-hmm. All the folks I talked to were just very excited. Like, I had literature to hand them at first. They're clearly like, okay, I'm not buying whatever you're selling. You know? They're like, no, I'm not selling you anything. Here's, you know, my wife's campaign. Here's what I'm kind of here for. There's all kinds of information on the back. I don't want to waste a bunch of your time. Here's her website, you know, LexiMelton4TN.com. And they were all like, oh, no, this is great. Thanks. And got some had like a little bit of back and forth, but not a ton. They were all seemed very excited to go look into it themselves and read through. Like, no, I know who she is. This is good. So her name is getting out there, and I think we're being relatively effective.
Good, actually. That sounds name recognition, obviously, hugely important. One of the advantages of incumbency. Right? It costs a lot of money to get your name out there. What would you say so far, and I know the campaign is really just kind of getting started, but so far, what would be your biggest expense so far?
Biggest expense is yard signs. We placed a big order for yard signs Sunday.
Yard signs, gotcha.
it's yard signs and staff. You have to pay folks to organize this stuff.
Sure.
The wife's campaign manager does a great job keeping her in the right places, right times, organizing these events. She has a fundraiser Thursday. So somebody has to plan all that and get everything ready, talk to donors, and then folks who are willing to host these things, just to get her in front of folks to talk, setting up booths at events. So between staff and then stuff, right, especially yard signs. Those things are really expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely they are. I know from personal experience. She's got a fundraiser coming up on Thursday.
She does. She has a fundraiser at 104 Courtney Cove in Gallatin, Thursday at 6. Come meet and greet the candidate. Come talk. Pick her brain. See what she's about. The thing that I've enjoyed the most about this is watching her develop the way she explains her positions, talking to people. I've yet to see anyone walk away from a conversation with her where they weren't clearly in the right camp when they walked away, would be the way I would put it.
Right. She's good at it. She is. She's good at it. As the sort of first spouse, I mean, there must be some stress on the family because this obviously takes a lot of time, but I mean, it must be interesting seeing your spouse going through this process and growing as a person as a result of it.
Very much so. It almost selfishly, I have enjoyed it a lot. Getting to watch her do something she enjoys and is very proud of, and get to put that kind of thing out there to the world and stand up for something is very, very cool. Cool is not the right word, but it's as good as I've got right now. It's funny you say something about first spouse. I work in construction, so these guys are constantly ragging me and cracking jokes about, you know, going to be the first man of District 35 or whatever. Like, it's entertaining nonetheless.
And you can tell them, yes, I absolutely
do. Oh, I absolutely do. I'm like, you're absolutely right. That's like, if she would keep running further up, I would keep doing that.
And it kind of does, it is a family effort. Right. I mean, you know, when you're campaigning, it's not just you by yourself.
No,
it takes a team.
Our 5-year-old was out there when we were knocking doors this Sunday. You know, my 11-year-old has been at all of our events when we've got booths and stuff. The kids are there. If you come out to these things, you get to meet the whole family generally, unless they've got practice or some school event that I'm trying to get them to, and she's got to run solo. We really do try to just show we're just another family in the community trying to go make a difference, and she has found a way she thinks she can do that.
Exactly. That's great. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break real quick. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Zach Melton, and you're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
Need a Cub Cadet lawnmower? We have it. Largest dealership in Middle Tennessee. Prices starting at $34.99. Need appliances? We have them too. Come on over to DT McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore located at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. We carry a wide assortment of Lazy Boy recliners, lots of fabrics and colors with prices starting at $6.99. Lazy Boy and Softline sofas, check out their great prices, starting at $9.99. Serving Middle Tennessee for over 100 years. 0% interest for 12 months through First Heritage. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Visit D.T. McCall and Sons today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Hey!
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ask any Portland Panther football player. Bumps and bruises are a part of the game, and sometimes the injuries are more serious and require physical therapy. New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland, is the official PT sponsor of Portland High School and Middle School football and is ready to be yours too. Create a new you with a visit to New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland. Call for an appointment today, 615-325-9007. When you need physical therapy, New Life will help you start feeling great again. This area's best Mexican food is now easier to find than ever before. A great Mexican meal awaits you at three convenient locations now, instead of just two. Señor Fajitas Mexican Kitchen has a new location in Elk Grove, as well as Portland, and people are raving about their dinners and lunches. Tacos, burritos, fajitas, chimichangas, enchiladas, all the foods you love, done right and delicious every time. With chicken, beef, pork, even vegetarian entrees at Señor Fajitas, delicious sides, your favorite beverages, and great desserts. And now Señor Fajitas has three convenient locations, all just minutes away from where you live. 148 West Knight Street in downtown Portland, 123 Fairfield Road in Oak Grove, 1209 East Church Street in Orlando. Just minutes away from almost anywhere in Sumner County, you'll find Señor Fajitas and fine Mexican dining. Taco Tuesday, Fajitas Friday, but you never really need a reason to visit Señor Fajitas, just the opportunity to enjoy a good meal. Señor Fajitas, proudly presenting their newest location in Oak Grove.
Here on WQKR, Portland's radio station, 85 degrees and getting a little hazy cloudy out there, going down to 68 tonight. We are talking with Zach Melton, husband and treasurer of Lexi Melton. How can we find out more about Lexi's campaign?
Her website is a great place to go, LexiMelton4TN.com. That's LexiMelton, F-O-R-T-N.com. You'll find her on all the social media platforms also. Just searching her name should be pretty easy to find campaign access info. She's got a TikTok presence growing pretty steady. If you're looking for some good entertainment, go roll through those. Even if you're not politically inclined, it's worth the watch. some of those have been quite funny, and my son is absolutely a ham. If he sees a camera up, he is getting in front of it doing something. So don't miss those.
Little kids are great for campaigns, yeah. Man. Great props.
We've had him at parades and doing things, and he'll be like, vote for my mom. And that is unprompted. He came up with that on his own. It's hilarious.
That's quite the slogan, vote for my mom.
Seems to be effective.
Actually, kind of moms are the thing this season, this political season, isn't it? I mean, we've got a lot of fed-up moms out there.
I think so.
Scared for their kids.
I think there's a lot of that, scared for their kids and especially daughters, You see a lot of women getting way more involved, and I think that is a great thing politically for everybody. Considering they make up the majority of the electorate, it makes way more sense for them to be more involved. I am just super proud of mine. Watching my wife do this has just been awesome. Watching her, get out and reach these issues and explain how she thinks and wants to make change has been awesome. She works with several other moms. They have this little mom squad group we did a fundraiser with not long ago. All great women running really great campaigns that are doing it for the right reasons. I've not crossed anybody on our side of the fence that wasn't there to make a positive change for the most people possible.
Exactly, and that's what the party's all about, the maximum beneficial change for the most people possible. Absolutely. All right, folks, we are just about out of time. Stay tuned for Triple Play Sports, broadcasting live from Planet Fitness this week, I believe. And don't forget to come on back next week at 5 o'clock on Wednesday when we will have another episode of The Loyal Opposition, news, commentary, talk, and interesting guests talking about interesting things here in Sumner County and beyond. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe out there. We will see you next week. This has been The Loyal Opposition on WQKR.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way, but if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work